Do you believe that you are the master of your life? Ha! This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Do you believe that you are the master of your life? Well, if you answer yes to that, be very careful, because it sounds good. Oh, yes, I'm the master. Oh, yes, I can do this. Oh, yes, because you're saying what our principle teaches us. But in this world, when you go around admitting that you're a master, people are going to do something very strange. They're going to be incredulous about you. They're not going to believe that you're a master. They're going to think that you're just like they are. Miserable, sick, unhappy, poor, no friends, you know, just leading a normal life, you know. They're going to think you're just like they are. Now, if you are a master, you will see only another master. You will not see a person who is sick unless you are sick. You will not see a person who is poor unless you are poor. You will not see a person who has limitations in any way unless you have limitations. And if you go out and be a goody-goody person trying to help people who have limitations, that's because you have limitations, and you can't get around it. A master can only see another master. Now, if you don't claim to be a master, you just claim to be a human being, living a human life with a caring for one another, that's lovely too, but this is something that is worth considering. Can a master enjoy the company of another person?
Yes.
And the answer is yes, because the other person is going to be just like him. I'm not enjoying your company because you got a problem and I don't, ha, 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 you know. I'm enjoying your company because you're just like me. You're perfect. I'm enjoying your company because you like to talk about perfection all the time. You like to talk about goodness. You like to talk about the same wonderful things that I like to talk about. And if you ever start talking about something I don't like, that's me. You're reflecting something in me, and I better clean up my act. Because the world out there, which is a reflection of the world in here, is going to be exactly what the world in here is. If I have any hang-ups in my life, if I ever choose not to live in the now, then I got a problem. Because I live in yesterday with my awareness of becoming a master, awareness of becoming pure, of becoming anything, then I'm not there. But if I live in the now, I am all that I am, and I am perfect. What is a master? A master is the ideal expression of divinity in the human form. How do you like that? A master is the ideal expression of divinity in the human form. So, now if you're a master, if you think you're a master, then you're the ideal expression of divinity in the human form. Now, what is the ideal expression of divinity in the human form? You haven't got the slightest idea, because you've never seen it. But once you see it, then you don't have any idea either. Because once you see it, then you are it, and then you cannot say what it is. Once you see a fish swimming in water, the fish is swimming in the water. It doesn't know it's swimming in the water. You put it out in the air, and it'll try to swim away from the air and get back to the water, but it doesn't know anything about it. And so if the fish is out of the water long enough and survives, then it starts crawling up on land and becoming a mammal. Not a mammal, but changes its stripes, so to speak, changes its bodily condition. Evolution is called. Okay. Now, are you going to climb out of your yesterdays into the today of the magic that you are today? Are you going to be a master of today, of the now, of the here and now? Or are you going to be a master of yesterday? People tell me, oh, I love the Discovery Channel. I love those channels because they're so interesting. Hey, that was just you on another dimension of awareness. Everything Discovery Channel ever talks about. If you watch the sitcoms and you see these people exchanging husbands and wives and so forth and being mean to their children and all that sort of stuff, that's just you on another dimension. If you see all of these problems in the world, you know, if you see AIDS and you see poverty and sickness and, you know, what have you, that's you. That's you. And you say, well, oh, that's not who I want to be. Well, I would hope to kiss a pig. That's not who you want to be. By the way, pigs are very nice creatures. And so, that's why I like to kiss them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little scratchy sometimes, though. But be careful. Be careful. When you go around judging anybody, now you don't know what I'm going to say, but you will hear it, very kid. When you go around judging anybody, that is your reflection you're judging. If you judge somebody who has a broken toe, that's your reflection you're judging. If you judge someone who is poor, or a street person, or whatever, that's your reflection. That's who you are. You really would like to be a beachcomber. You really would like to be a person without responsibility, without any demands upon you. And you don't really want to live like a street person. You'd like to live in a very beautiful mansion, well appointed and so forth, that and have no responsibility. But you are, and you do. Your temple, your body, the temple of the living spirit. It is a beautiful mansion. It is a mansion not made with hands. It is a mansion that is absolutely perfect and wonderful if you will look at it that way. And the mansion doesn't need anything. It doesn't need clothes. It doesn't need hairdos. It doesn't need toothbrushes. It doesn't need food. It doesn't need water. These are things that you have taught it to enjoy. You have taught it to enjoy having your teeth brushed, you know. You've taught it to enjoy wearing clothes. You've taught it to enjoy eating food. Because your body has every atom in it, totally self-sufficient, not needing anything. And this is a fact. Now, I have said this fact for 30 years now. One of these days, the scientific community is going to say it too. But when that comes, that's great. They're always a little slower on the uptake than the metaphysical group, but that's all right. So, we are created complete by our thought, by our experience, by our world, needing nothing, wanting nothing, and having everything. And so as we enjoy who we are, we have this great, great castle that we live in. We have this great castle with all the servants, with all of the things that make it happy, the swimming pools and jacuzzis and the spas and the saunas and the beautiful chairs to sit in and enjoy and meditate in and so on, and tons of books on the wall. And every book has the same title. This is your life. Each book is your book. Each book is the story of your life from the now on, from the now to the now. You say, that's a very short story. Oh, no, no. If you've ever experienced almost drowning, you know, as I've done one time, they roll along the bottom of the ocean, you know, you go out there for 3 or 4 miles, bloop, 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 it seems like that, you know, and then you finally come up, you know, and in the process, you say, you roll with it, you know, why be frightened, why be panicked? And so you roll with it, and then you see your entire life in color, going through your mind, going through your thinking, and you think, wow, and you know, it takes a long time to go 3 miles out into the ocean. It takes a long time to be rolled down under the undertow. And you're down for maybe about 60 seconds. You know, really not very long, maybe a minute, two, whatever. And then you come up. But in that process, you have had your entire life pass through your consciousness. In that now moment, it was a now moment that the whole movie of your life was right there. And that's not a joke. Other people tell me the same thing. You read about it in Life After Death story, or not Life After Death.
Near death.
Well, Life After Death, because they did die, and they were retrieved, you know, they were clinically dead. But anyhow, they tell you the same thing. And they often tell you that they went to that next dimension, and their friends at the next dimension said, hey, you're not ready to come here. Go home. You know, you got this things to do back there. Don't fool around over here. You come over here, and you're going to not be very happy. You know, but finish what you're doing there. And that's what, because they know they want to finish what they were doing there. They know they want to come back. They know that they made that bungee cord jump, and the bungee broke. I don't want to die. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you see, you have that choice. And so, what happens? I don't want to die. the bungee cord didn't break. You just thought it broke. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It can be very, very frightening. When's it going to stop? When's it going to stop? When's it going to catch me, you know? Yeah, yeah. So it's not foolishness and it's not crazy, but a master is a person who has so not purified himself, because there's nothing to purify, he has so one-pointedly chosen to just be himself and have fun. One-pointedly. He's just chosen to enjoy his body, enjoy his life, enjoy the affairs. And what is the biggest thing a master doesn't do? He doesn't judge himself or anyone else. And as long as you are still judging anything, you can be sure you're not a master. That's not that you're not really a master, but you're not living in the master consciousness. The master consciousness does not judge. And so, judge not lest you be judged. I mean, the Bible is filled with statements of this nature. Philosophy is filled with this. Psychology is filled with it, you know. And your big nose is perhaps your worst judging object, because you're putting it into everybody's business, including your own. If your thought goes for a moment and you stub your toe, you say, oh my God, that's going to swell up. I'm going to have a toe the size of a house. Oh my God. And you don't say that. If you made a stupid thing to stub your toe, you say, it's whole and perfect, whole and perfect. You don't say one other word. It's whole and perfect, whole. And then it's whole and perfect. But the minute you want to play the game, then you'll have a toe as big as a house, you know, if that's what you want. And it's all our choice. We're the master now, this instant. And there's no discussion whether the body needs food, clothing, whether it needs to have a house, it needs to have air and water to keep it. There's no discussion about that. If you want to argue it, that means you believe it. If you can believe that you don't need it, then you believe that, and then you don't argue it. So just think about what is it Richard Bach said? When you argue for something,
argue for your limitations and they are yours.
Argue for your limitations and they are yours. Good statement, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Argue for your limitations and they are yours. Get the message. Argue for your joy, but then you don't argue for it. You just enjoy it. Think on these things. They're kind of fun. And I think you're kind of fun. You know why? Come, give me an answer. Because you're my expression, you're a picture of me, you're my reflection, and I'm so fantastic, so good. I look out at you, you're so fantastic and good. You're not fantastic and good because you're fantastic and good. You're fantastic and good because I'm fantastic and good, and you're my reflection. Boy, does that sound like an ego trip, doesn't it?
Mm.
Well, take it.
That's
what it's all about.
Yes.
Have a lovely day, and know I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.